Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to tell Rico.
Kings and morning. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings and morning. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings and morning. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Morning. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings and morning.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the JK Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me are my co-hosts, One Love, One Love. You're lucky if you have just one love.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. Love yourself.
Yusuf, that's Yusuf Kente, y'all. Cindy Braxton.
Good morning, all you awesome wonders out there in Cyberland. And welcome to the Kings in the Morning. And we're glad that you're here with us this morning. But let me remind you, as I always do, this isn't your ordinary show, but for he or she that can endure to the end. So please, leave your feelings at the door. That being said, strip them down, roll them up, and tuck them in. You're going to need all three, caffeine, nicotine, and adrenaline. Just go ahead, Mr. King, and do your thing.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday, May 13th, 2022, you're riding with the Kings.
Good morning, Oscar Patrick from New Orleans. There ain't a problem he can't fix. He can fix it in the mix. Six in the mix.
Good morning, America. Happy Friday. Every breath you take is a blessing. Don't believe me? Hold your breath. Philly? All right. Now, breathe. Let's have a great show. Drink some coffee with me. Welcome to Kings in the Morning.
Speaking of breath, ladies and gentlemen, Last Breath Levi, a.k.a. Freaky Lee.
Okay. I'll be on that today. It's Friday the 13th. I'm going to hang in here and have a lot of fun with Jay King and the boys.
Mm-hmm. Brother Reverend Ali.
When Jay King's talking, my lord, I mute my line. When Jay King's singing, my lord, I mute my line. When Jay King's reading, my lord, I mute my line. Oh, Lord, I mute my line.
When Jay King's thinking, my lord, I mute my line. When Jay King's thinking, my lord, I mute.
Did you say you mute your mind?
You know, Jay King, you gonna put that on your album?
So, Levi, I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to tell Reese on you. I heard about you. I didn't know. See, I don't listen to the after show, and I'm not going to tell you who told me, but they say you're trying to put your Mac hand on Mary.
I know who told you already.
Who?
That y'all nigga told you.
Who?
Toby.
Who?
Toby.
Listen to him.
Who is Toby?
Listen to him.
Name is Toby, boy.
Good morning,
Toby.
Good morning, John Beckham.
Levi putting his Mac hand down on Mary? Wow.
See,
did you call the baby
exactly.
Levi? Did you say, hey, baby? You called Terry, baby.
I'm going to tell Mary
Levi
you're lying.
Smith,
you're trying to act like you're still young. I'm gonna let Mary know that your ass ain't as young as you say you are. You trying to fool Mary? Your ass.
No, she know. I told her my age and I told her my qualifications.
Yeah, I'm not talking about nigga. You can't even get, but you been indicted on Mary.
Oh, you want to tell her your unqualifications?
I never told
you
that. That's talking not Toby, that house nigga, that master
I'm not
boy.
Here.
He's master
you
boy.
You think I would tell somebody that
he
you
didn't
a
tell
lost
me.
Pimp?
That's,
exactly.
No, it wasn't him. It was somebody that
me
listened
to
the show. It was
you
somebody that
me.
Listened to the show. It wasn't nobody on the show. It was somebody who listens to the show. One of the listeners.
Well, you must have been listening.
That you. I wasn't
listening. Levi, take it from me. You got to be very careful with these after shows. It can get you in trouble. You got to be careful. I know.
I ain't going to say nothing that I can't back up. No, I was having fun. That's all that was.
You just accused me, Levi. You can't back
it.
That shit up. You just accused
Risha
me.
Couldn't stand.
You can't back
it up.
You just accused me, Levi, and you can't back it up.
Good morning, Josephine.
Well, it's a done deal, homeboy. You should have told if you didn't.
He did.
Why? So you can be right?
That's right.
Why? So you can be right.
You charged with it.
By the way, Reese,
so you could be right
here. Good morning, Reese.
Reese gets in early when Mary listening. She keeps that nigga on time. Well, you're actually late.
I think Mary's here, too. Good morning. Is this you, Mary? It's 571 number.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
She said she's a host. She's aiming to be a host on the show, Jay King, the first Lady King.
Good morning, B-Star. Mary got carte blanche with me, and she know it. Good morning, Willie Zinn.
Hey, Mary, hey, good morning, Lynn Tolliver. I woke up on Friday the 13th. Good morning, Kings. Good morning, Six Eyes, Jay King.
Good morning, good morning, Lynn. Good morning,
Lynn. Hey, what's going on, Jay?
Childhood buddy, good morning.
Hey.
By the way, Ali, everybody loved the song. Everybody loved the mute song. It was probably one of your best mute songs in a long time. I'm proud of you.
In a long time? I just did another one this week.
Well, yeah, Ali, keep them coming. You keep them coming, I'll wake
your
up.
Best new. Your new song, Ali. One of your best new.
Okay,
ones.
Thank you.
Thank
you, OG. Because I know how critical you is of my Grammy.
Yeah.
So let me tell you guys what I did. So, you know, the other day, so when I post on Instagram, I started posting on Instagram about our show so people can come listen to us. And the first post that I made was with Wonder Woman. And it was a picture of Wonder Woman and then a picture of the guy who, the transgender guy who was swimming. And I said, my generation had Wonder Woman. Your generation has to wonder if it's a woman. And, you know, and so it had the swimmer and it had Wonder Woman. I'm showing you guys right now. And so, you know, it wasn't a big deal. It was just funny to me, right? But a lot of people get butthurt really easily now. And I keep forgetting how sensitive of a world we live in and that, you know, and that everybody, you know, that there are dudes that are gender fluid, so they can be a dude about one thing and they can be very girly about another thing. And I have to get used to that because I'm not used to, you know, I'm a dude from beginning to end. But there are some dudes, which really leads me to ask the question, let's say somebody was gender fluid and they walked in the bathroom, they walked in the women's restroom, a girl. But once they got in the women's restroom, they were a boy again.
What do you do, Jay? Start looking at the women's stalls and shit.
I mean, I'm just wondering what happens at that point. You know, because and then what do we do to him and her or to them? What do we do to them? Good morning, Adrian. because they identify as male and female. Can we get mad at them? Do we do something to them? Can we hold them accountable? They are gender fluid.
Yeah.
They identify as gay.
Well, you know, Jay, I think they punishment should be like if a man got a sex change and he wanted to be a woman and we catch him with man tendencies in the woman's bathroom, I think we should sew his dick back on.
No, listen. Ali, these are men that identify as women or women that identify as men. Nobody's cutting anything. It's just an identification.
Oh, they ain't got no sex change? They just got to strip it up?
Tom Beckman said, are there urinals in the ladies' room now? Good God. now, don't act like you stand up all the time, sis. You sit down and think sometimes.
Yeah, John, we all sit down and piss sometime.
Yeah, but so let me tell you guys what people. So most people laughed at after my generation had Wonder Woman. Your generation has to wonder if it's a woman. But then Elton John, JAWN, wrote. You're going to promote your radio. You're going to promote your morning show with something that's transphobic, weird flex, my dude. Right? That's what he wrote. And then Deshaun Gray wrote, "Wow, really? Shaking my head. Do better." And then Christian Banks wrote, "Your generation also had crack. What's your point?"
Jay, let me ask you something, Jay. Why are you changing your voice, Jay?
I'm leaving my...
How do you know they sound like that, Jay? Hey, Jay, let me ask you something. Did you mute and block them motherfuckers that said that shit on your
no,
post?
No, I left it. And so then Red Pepper Flakes on Everything said, wondering and discussing about strangers' privates is a weird pastime. And then DJ Velvet Ginger wrote, stop wondering about people's genitalia. How about starting there? And those were the people. So then Aries Sarah, she came to my defense. I don't know who Aries is, but thank you, Aries. She said, at Elton John, sure, it's 1-800. You get what I'm saying. And then she put a whole bunch of laughing emojis. But I'll receive the correction just to get back to the facts. J. King is not afraid. Phobia means fear. Saying this post is transphobic is the wrong use of the word because no one is expressing fear. Is that clear, dear? Then my cousin said, I'm so through, cousin, with laughing. And then Aries Christian, who said, your generation also had crack. What's your point? And then Aries said, well, Christian Banks, well, if we know the point, why play like we don't? And speak on what's really bothering us. If it's the fact that the post called the trans female an it, then just say it. Sheesh. So, you know, then everybody else is just laughing. But, you know, I didn't think of the post in a way that it would be offensive to anybody. I didn't even think about it being offensive because it was just funny to me. Good morning, Reginald Sanders. Good morning, Ralph Hawkins. It was just a funny post to me. I wasn't trying to piss anybody off, but you know what? We live in a very sensitive world, very sensitive, and if I could say so myself, a very sissified world. The world has gotten very sissified. I mean, dudes are getting very sissy-like. Mary said, I laughed when I heard you say that. I thought it was pretty genius. What did I say, Mary, that you thought was pretty genius? What did I say?
What you posted on Instagram.
Yeah, you know. So now, so I got a new one up. John Beckman said, "Funny how people who don't use their real name think they tough acting to acting. Fuck them. Fuck Elton. That's right. I said it. That's what John."
John changed his name up. He was Babylon Yusuf III.
Yeah, well. But we knew it was John Beckman. So then I wrote. So now today I posted. I posted a picture of Jussie Smollett, and it says, "First black man to serve time for whooping his own ass." So far I got one laugh. So let's see how that goes over. Let's see if they come out and support him. But it's just, these are just jokes. It's funny. Why can't we tell jokes anymore? Why can't, you know, look, if I did a joke about my cousin Lawrence right now, just imagine if, because my cousin Lawrence is deaf. He can't hear. But the motherfucker can hear. Either he can hear better than we think he can, or he's the greatest lip reader in the world, because the motherfucker can read your lips when your back is to him.
So either, why is your camera in reverse?
I don't know. My camera isn't in reverse.
It is, sir. On the screen on Facebook, you are in reverse.
Maybe it's only on your Facebook, because I'm looking at it on my Facebook and it's not in reverse.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. All right. Because even like the posters behind you where it says Jay King is in reverse.
Why are you changing the goddamn Facebook subject? You heard him talking, goddammit.
Okay, slow down. He put up the picture of Jussie Smollett.
Nigga, you reverse all the time, nigga. You be upside down on your show.
Christ, stop, dude. Stop. 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 You're arrogantly corny. Arrogantly. Nothing you say is corny.
Look, this shut the fuck up, man. Go ahead, Jay. Finish what you were saying.
You are arrogantly corny. Like, you just try to make a joke
Grace,
off of every word. You are
Smollett.
You are embarrassingly corny.
Hey, check this out, man.
Reese, everybody else sees me clearly. Everybody else says that.
Okay,
I'm
not sure. I know. Then maybe it is just me, but I do see it that way.
It is just you. It's always just you.
Oh, stop it, dude. I get it.
But can we get to the point to why can't we be funny anymore? Why can't I make fun of my cousin Lawrence, who is funnier than a motherfucker? Janet Marie says Reese is correct. The background is backwards. Janet Marie, maybe you and Reese got the same fucked up phone, because I'm looking at
Facebook,
it.
Dude, it's just on Facebook.
You know what? And they was talking a lot at the tennis match, too. I don't trust neither one of them.
Whatever. Jesus Christ. You just got to like, you're like, you are like the
Go ahead, finish, Jay. Go ahead, finish, Jay. Shut up, Reese. Go ahead, Jay.
You're not funny. You're not.
My cousin Lawrence could read your lips if you were talking behind him. Because sometimes I say, Lawrence, Auntie Joyce said, come here. She said to come to the, and he's saying, what? Aunt Joyce said, come to, she needs to see you. Gang, I can't gain you. Auntie Joyce.
You're making a lot of noise.
You are breaking.
I'm on mute, stupid.
Now you are. Auntie Joyce said she needs to see you. Gang, I'm Gimp. I'm King Kingu. I can't hear what you're saying. So the motherfucker would hear me, but tell me that he's deaf. So if I made that into a joke, if I was a comedian and I made that into a joke, guess what would happen the next day? I'd be canceled. If I'm on the wrong stage and on the big stage where people can see it, I could possibly be canceled. That's how soft we've gotten. Just imagine if Lenny Bruce, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Don Rinkles, if they were telling jokes today, if they were telling their jokes today, what do you think would happen to them?
Oh,
they'd be burned at the stake. It would be horrible.
Yeah, but it's just a joke, though, Jay.
We don't.
Let's find out whether or not it's just a joke.
Yeah, but people don't have tough skin nowadays. They got to have tough skin.
Let's find out how tough your skin is. I'll tell you a joke. Let's see how tough your skin is.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead, Reese.
Hey, you don't run the show, Six Eyes. Sit your ass down. Go ahead, Jay.
You sit back and learn how to do radio.
Six Eyes is on the show. He's a host just like anybody else. He can tell Reese to go ahead.
Jesus.
Go ahead, Reese.
Okay. Why don't black men take care of their children?
Why?
Because you can't put rims on them. Oh, come on. That's fucking
That toilet flush was for you, Six Eyes, for bringing that
That's
shit up.
That's a joke that you tell to your white friends. Okay.
Oh, you told the joke? Reese, you told the joke?
Reese got carrots in his ass.
Oh, my bad.
Dude, you're still running a carrot joke?
Hey,
like
Reese.
You still on the carrot?
Hey, I'll be quiet so Reese can tell the joke.
He told the joke already.
Are you still on the carrot thing?
He did.
Yeah, well,
I heard him say, stupid ass Levi.
I've already moved on. You didn't think the joke was funny. It can't, you know, what?
No,
can't
Reese,
be perfect.
Reese, the joke wasn't funny. Even the white people listening said dud.
I just said that it wasn't. I said it was a dud. I just said, you can't be funny all the time. Fine, it was a dud. I accept that.
Yeah.
You hear that acceptance?
You can't be funny.
I've never heard it. I've never heard that corny
you're
ass.
My new best friend.
Your corny ass chihuahua.
I never
heard the corny ass chihuahua ever admit how corny he is.
I'm very funny.
You know, your little yipping dog in the background. There he is, yipping.
That ain't my dog, nigga. I take care of him. He ain't mine, motherfucker.
No, nigga, that's you. No, that's you.
No, nigga, that's you, nigga. I'm gonna walk this dog, nigga. Reese, nigga. Come on, Reese, let's go.
There he is.
Come on,
Reese. Janet Marie said you get jumped on stage by a plethora of mutes. Pat Green said you're just dumb, son. You're just dumb. Dave Smith said bullshit
Janet Marie, I love
joke.
Your use of the word plethora.
Dave Smith said bullshit joke. And John Baker said, where can I send Reese some milk duds? Thanks.
okay, no problem. That's all right. I'm killing it on this show every other day. I tell one bad joke.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Not every other day. Every other month.
Excuse me. Hello. It's not time to walk the dog. If you could be quiet for a minute. Thanks. Sit in the corner. Get in your cage.
Yusef Kente, do you have the word of the day today?
Can you close the fence on this puppy for me, please? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Crystal clear. Womp womp button activated. Yeah, womp womp. Yeah, everything's happened. Yeah, we had to activate the womp womp. I apologize. Yusef Kente, do you have the word of the day today?
Hey, Jay King, today I got the word of the day.
So Yusef Kente's got the word of the day. I'm going to do the daily word, and then we're going to get into the show. So today on May 13th, 2022, Friday, pray for others. Praying for others blesses me. Being asked to hold someone in prayer is a precious gift I receive with gratitude. This high calling to pray for another person establishes a sacred trust between us. I honor this trust each time I behold the divine presence within them, even when especially when they may not. If they have lost hope or are feeling bewildered, I hold the high watch. I visualize them as spiritually perfect, abundantly blessed, and thriving in all areas of life. Whenever I hold them in prayer, I silently affirm their divine nature. Through the power of their divinity, they are capable of overcoming whatever may be before them. Praying for others lifts me up as well. I deepen my spiritual awareness as I pray to strengthen theirs. Blessings abound. Today's Bible verse is Ephesians 1:16. I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. Yusef Kente, what is the word of the day?
The word of the day, Jay King, is dumbfound. D-U-M-B-F-O-U-N-D. Dumbfound means nonplussed. So let me use that in a sentence. Jay King has a segment of the show where he reads us information that people don't know. Because of stupid motherfuckers like Levi, this is where the dumb, this is, oh, fuck, I fucked it up.
Yeah, there you go. And we all dumbfound.
You think?
We all dumbfound. We found you to be a dummy.
You think? I appreciate it, man.
If I don't complete it, everybody get it. This is
Yusef
where the dumbfound.
Let me apologize to you and thank you. I need to thank you because that, my friend, literally washed all the stink off my joke. I appreciate you. That right there, that completely gave me a reprieve. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm in your company, Reese.
I appreciate you. Thank you, sir. You are a healthy distraction for the dud I told.
Let me see if I can use it.
Jay, with your smart ass.
When listening to Yusef Kente speak, I know where the dumb is found. Dumbfound.
See, no. That means you're in the same class.
That's where he was going.
No, that's in the class with us because that dumb is found.
Kente, you're messing up again, Kente. You had the word of the day, Kente, months ago, and you're just fucking it off, man.
There you go. Ali, it was really for you when Levi came. And fucked with me this morning. I really had it for, that was for the retarded rev, that the dumbfound. I was going to say, because of the retarded rev, this is
good
where
morning,
the dumbfound.
Well, so, if you would have put me in it, it probably would have came out. You wouldn't have stumbled, nigga.
But no, he won't put me in it. And we found the dummy, the motherfucker who was talking.
That's because
I'm
going to
start calling
because they found the dummy. Yeah.
Mac attack.
Hey, you said.
Greg Mac might get mad at that nigga, Jay.
Let's listen to Simi. Come on. What is up, Simi?
Yeah, if you do it, just do it a little bit ahead of time. You know, that way when you get ready to do it for real on real time, you won't mess it up and you already know what you're going to say.
I do it at the moment.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, I apologize.
I'm multitasking.
Was that Simi Braxton?
Right,
yeah, that was Simi. Simi did one. Mm-hmm. He did one good word today this week. He a teacher now.
Like Simi Braxton. I apologize. I'm looking at the time. We're a half an hour into the show, and Simi's still awake. Did you do a line of cocaine? What the hell are you doing up?
Oh, I'm up. Hey, Reese, did you do something to your phone? You sound a lot better than you have in the past.
We sleep through half the show. My microphone is on.
Got to be ready. Okay. A professor was forcibly ejected.
Don't do that.
From the Los Angeles mayoral debate Sunday night, just prior to the beginning of the event. Malina Abdullah, a professor at California State University, Los Angeles, where the debate was held, was forcibly removed from the room. The video from the scene showed Abdullah, also a Black Lives Matter leader, being dragged out by LAPD. Today I attempted to watch the mayoral debate held on the campus where I've taught for 20 years, Abdullah tweeted. As I waited for it to start, the white PBI director called the police on me. He and each of the candidates watched as I was brutally removed. Abdullah has been a professor at Cal State LA for 20 years. She is the Department of Pan-African Studies. She's in the Department of Pan-African Studies. She told CBS LA Monday that she wanted to attend the debate with her students, but was told she needed a ticket, which she did not have. I was literally sitting there waiting for the debate to start quietly, Abdullah said. The debate was co-sponsored by the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs. Abdullah alleges that its executive director, Ralph Finishing, is the one who contacted police about her. Up until this moment, I called Ralph my friend, Abdullah said. We've been to lunches and dinners, breakfasts, dozens and dozens of times. Abdullah also called on the mayoral candidates for help, some of whom she said she's known for many years. Nobody intervened. Nobody lifted a finger or made a peep, Abdullah said, recalling the protesters at the debate held at Loyola Marymount University in February. Their students were never treated this way, Abdullah continued. In fact, even the protesters who were inside, they weren't treated this way. In statements, two mayoral candidates, L.A. Councilman Kevin DeLeon and U.S. Representative Karen Bass, claimed they were unable to see what was being removed, who was being removed from the event due to the glaring stage lights. Several attendees called for the officers to allow Abdullah to walk out with dignity, including several who attempted to stand between the two parties. I can't really touch a police officer. If I do something, get physical, I would be the one getting in trouble, said Augustine Rojas, who witnessed the event. In response to the incident, Cal State issued a lengthy statement, which read like this. The mayoral debate held at Cal State LA on Sunday was planned as a production for broadcast television that millions could view or stream in real time. The event was not a public forum and was not promoted or advertised as an event the public could attend in person. This decision allowed organizers to focus on supporting the live broadcast rather than designing and implementing a large audience event in a small venue that at its fullest would not have accommodated every person who sought to attend. Because the debate was broadcast live and live streamed, everyone with a cell phone or TV could watch the debate. At no point did organizers advise classes or faculty to simply show up at the venue. The event organizers, the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs at Cal State LA, ABC, and the League of Women Voters of Greater Los Angeles have a long history of holding well-organized events at Cal State LA that educate and inform the public. Strict registration and check-in processes were in place for the media and for a very limited number of guests. This included a registration requirement days in advance, on-site check-in, distribution of identifying badges and guest tickets, a mask requirement, on-site COVID-19 vaccination checks. Media and guests were required to show identification and proof of vaccination to receive a wristband indicating compliance. Those invited to attend included a small number of staff and guests designated by the partnering organizations, several guests of the candidates, and university staff and volunteers, Cal State LA students from Student Government, Associated Students, Inc., and others participated as guests and volunteers, and two student reporters were present. There were to be no questions from the audience. Inside the theater, seats were designated for media representatives or guests. Space was intentionally left open between guests and groups of guests for health purposes in light of the ongoing pandemic. Professor Melina Abdullah and her companion were not on the guest or media list for the event. They bypassed all on-site check-ins and entered the theater. An event organizer informed the pair twice that they could not remain. The two did not leave. When public safety officers asked them to leave, Professor Abdullah's companion complied. When Professor Abdullah ignored requests to leave, she was removed from the building by public safety officers and immediately released. Professor Abdullah's race and group affiliation were not factors in the incident. Hold on, you guys. Nikki, I'm in the middle of my radio show.
Oh, shoot. Should I bring some CDs? I don't, do people buy them anymore?
Not really, huh? No. I'm in the middle of my radio show.
Okay.
Damn. I'm sorry, you guys.
Well,
so,
Jay.
I think Jay said, look, look, I don't, I'm in the middle of my show.
Only in the king.
Oh.
I'm because I was in the middle of my radio. And I, you know what? It really throws me off when people, and you know, that's my daughter's mom, so I got to answer it in case it's something serious. So let me tell her to, yes, bring CDs. Yes. Bring CDs. The reason why I'm telling her to bring CDs is because, what's her name? She just said, Jana Marie said, I'll buy one, so. I think it's Jana Marie, and Nikki's great, and she's an incredible performer. Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute. So now, the way this thing is presented, when I first heard about it, hey, good morning, Potter. Jay, I'm in the middle of my radio show, caller, blah, blah, blah. Jay, I'm in the middle of my radio show, caller. Okay, that's my daughter's mother, not just a regular caller. So I got to, she gets, that's why she got the phone picked up on her. Because I thought maybe something was wrong with her ticket, you know, and then I would have had to have Stephanie deal with it. Let's unpack this for a minute, you guys. Because this is going to make this into
sure,
a big
after
old
you're
deal.
Done with your call.
Notice I'm calling my sister because if I don't call Terry, you motherfuckers will be saying, why isn't Terry, why didn't you call Terry back and shit like that?
I don't know about you motherfuckers.
Terry, could you please?
Them motherfuckers.
You too. You jump on Terry's bandwagon along with everybody else.
What are you talking about?
You have jumped on Terry's bandwagon and said, you know, call your sister and all that stuff. So I'm just calling her back. She sent me a text.
I never did that.
Because she got disconnected. Well, Terry, at least you know you got one hater on Kings in the Morning.
And that's Reese.
Oh, wow. So that's the only old
the guy.
What a dick.
All right, you guys, now let's get into this. So I just read you guys the story. Do you have a problem with what happened with Abdullah being, with her being removed?
No.
Do anybody have a problem?
Well, if they wasn't supposed to remove her and it was for some other bullshit,
well,
then, yeah, I got a problem.
Well, hold
on.
Jay, your left eyebrow went up like Dr. Evil when you said I'm in the middle of my radio show. okay, listen. She was at an event that she did not have a ticket to attend. She's a tenured professor. There were people that were invited. Everybody that was invited had to go through a protocol. She didn't go through the protocol. Her companion didn't go through the protocol.
Yeah.
Her companion left. They were asked a few times to leave. After the second time the companion left, the professor decided she wasn't leaving. Now, they're going to racialize this.
It's thing. Called entitlement.
Or so do you guys think that something was done wrong? I only want to talk to the people that believe something wrong was done first. Is there anybody who believed that she was disrespected, that she should have been able to sit there?
Yeah. I think it was wrong.
Okay, and why do you think it was wrong?
Because it's just one person. They act like it was a group of motherfuckers or something, man. It's just one lady. She a professor. They can verify that. Why can't she go, even though she didn't have an invite? It don't matter.
She didn't follow the protocol.
Man, the protocol is bullshit most of the time.
So they're wrong.
Yeah, I think they're wrong. I think they just went too far. They didn't have to tell the lady to leave. Shit.
Anybody want to dispute what he's saying?
Gladly.
Huh?
I should have known the hater would speak
up. I said
up.
Gladly.
Me and Terry got a hater.
I'm just going to actually just lay
you
out the
hater.
Charles,
me and Terry going to fuck you up.
Oh, shut up.
Big Charles, how you doing, sir?
How you doing? Let me ask you a question, Ali. Say you hosted the event for your little dogs, right? And only you invited certain people, right? And I decide to barge in there. No ticket, no invitation with my dog. Who's actually causing ruckus?
You changing scenarios. You changing scenarios,
yeah.
Nigga.
No, I didn't. It was an
yes,
invite.
Did,
no,
nigga.
Because she didn't come in with a. She didn't make any disruption. She was quiet. The only disruption she made was she came in without a ticket, and she sat there.
Yeah, I don't think Dave.
That was. The distraction
is being there with not having been invited. Right, having not been invited, you don't have an invite to be there. Everyone else had to follow a protocol. And if you think that you are being escorted out unfairly, that is a sense of entitlement. Therefore,
well,
you're saying to everybody else in the room – well, hold on. Let me just finish this last thing because there's an analogy I want to give. Most people don't like people cutting in front of them in line at the frickin' movie theater. This person is cutting through everybody and what they had to go through to get there and just thought that she could get in free. Why? Because she's a professor. Therefore, she's an entitled individual. She has more rights than everyone else. And you're saying, oh, it's just one person. Again, it's just what we call a broken window policy. You let one person break the rules. Why not let them all? At what point is it enough? If there's a protocol, follow it. You do not get special treatment. If we're going to call it equal and fair and equitable under the law, everybody has to follow the same rules. That's it.
Lee Fletcher said no. Why didn't she get credentials? Jelena said no. She should have recognized the protocol. So Cammy said I agree with Reese.
Of course you do. You're a Reese lover.
No, I mean, because, I mean,
well,
I,
yeah,
Ali,
that's
I don't
what,
understand
that's what they
why.
Are.
I think, and this is my opinion, she did what she did. Oh, good. I'm sorry. I'll draw the box.
Jana Marie says she's a professor, for Christ's sake. Keisha Matthews said protocol was for everyone's safety, so she was wrong. Jana Marie says she wasn't armed and dangerous. They were afraid of her. She wanted to ask questions. It wasn't an event that you could ask questions in, so you can't break the protocol right there. Keisha said, hold an event that costs per head and have an uninvited guest. The cost was to follow the protocol. There was no, that person will stand out. She should have followed the protocol. It was disrespectful. Reginald said she did that on purpose to create an environment.
Dave Smith
said follow the rules like everyone else. She should have been asked to leave. She was asked to leave, Dave. She was asked to leave several times, and she refused. She had a companion with her. Her companion left, but she didn't. How you doing, Potter? Did you want to add something?
And she only ends up proving. She only ends up proving exactly.
He said Potter, nigga, not Reed.
She became unruly. She became unruly,
you,
and she made a spectacle of it.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm doing okay, Jay. I think she should have. She should have been removed. I mean, they shouldn't have let her in, or they should have removed her, or whatever. At the same token, this is a tightly scripted, like, controlled event. It's just a TV show. That's all it is. And it's like trying to get in any other TV show if you're in Hollywood or something. If you don't have a ticket, then they shouldn't let you in. I guess her black girl magic didn't work.
Let me tell you what I think should have happened. Number one, she should have. I would have said, "This is what you're going to have to do. We're going to make a compromise here. You're going to have to come out, and we'll get you signed up to come in. We're only doing this for you. We're going to do it this one time. Generally, this is how this works. And but you know, out of respect for you, in your position here, we're going to make an exception. But I don't want you to feel like this is what's going to happen every time. God damn it! Can I finish before I put your ass on mute?
I'm sorry.
When we're doing these events. You can't just show up. No one can. And, you know, I'm uncomfortable with doing this, and I hope you keep this between you and I, but this won't happen again. And you avoid the confrontation.
King, that can happen, but she's got to participate, meaning she has to behave herself.
Now you're going too far, Potter. God damn.
Yeah, listen. Excuse me. Extra, extra, nigga.
Y'all niggas ain't listening well. Y'all ain't listening well at all.
Just seriously, why you gotta be extra today?
Hey, your Howard Stern shit is muffled, nigga. Go fix your Howard, nigga.
Nigga, are you on speed right now? Are you on some sort of barbiturate that causes
you? We can't hear you. You're breaking up, nigga. You're breaking up, nigga.
Hello, I ain't gonna shut up. I'm gonna keep talking.
Goddamn steroid,
Charlie, put me on mute.
Whatever steroid you've been inhaling today, I need you to come off with me for a little bit.
We can't hear you, nigga. Your Howard is messing up.
Hey,
nigga, you can hear me. Let me make this clear. You are extra as fuck right now. You
breaking up like your brain does, nigga.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut your ass
okay,
up.
So
you
I need
Jay.
You to calm the
Jay
fuck
gave
down.
The best scenario to you faggot ass niggas.
Let me just say this.
Okay, and y'all can agree or disagree. When are we going to be responsible for our action? Now, this one is a professor. She knew what it takes to attend to that debate. She knew what it took. She's a professor. Her behavior was wrong. When are we going to become responsible for our action? She was wrong. Ain't no compromise, no shit. She went there to do just what's going on now, to get some attention. And now that she has...
That's what your monkey ass did yesterday, trying to mack with Mary, nigga. That was wrong. We go, Reese Giddy.
Oh, I was having Levi.
What are you?
I was having fun.
And Levi. Levi. Well,
just
I
calm
agree
down.
With you, but I think it depends on the attitude of the person. Now, we've all seen those people that try to pull rank and get, like, real nasty with you. If she did that, then she should have been kicked out.
But, she didn't do that. She didn't do that, Potter.
She was a professor.
No, right. She did not. Let me tell you what she didn't do. So you motherfuckers stop making assumptions. She did not make a ruckus. She sat quietly in her seat. She just wanted to watch the debate with her students. So, in that respect, I get it. So, we live in a world now where people, we want everything hyperbolic. We want the smoke. It's why the people, when I posted the Wonder Woman deal, you know, people come on your post and make comments. Now, Ali said, did you delete him and mute him? Because normally that's what I would do. But I figured now, because I'm getting smarter, why even address it? Why even make it an issue? Let people that's in that shit be in that shit. I didn't have to say nothing. People are debating the post. I don't need to debate it. People are. I just posted it, and then I posted Juicy Smollett today and said, you know, the first time a black man beat his own ass.
Exactly.
And then next week I'm going to post some other shit. But what I'm not going to do, so we got to decide when we want to make it a fight. I believe that she was absolutely wrong and out of line and disrespectful. So I can do the same thing. I can match her energy with mine so we can be in the same shit. And because I got the upper hand because it's my shit, I'm going to win. But nobody wins in that thing. Had they just said, you shouldn't be here, based on the protocol we have in place, are you vaccinated? Do you have your vaccination card? I can help make this thing, but you have to follow the protocol we have in place. And I got to say this to you, Professor. This will be the only time that we allow this to happen. And we just got to be in agreement with that. And I would have
Hold on, J.K. No, but what's the vaccination got to do with it, though, Jay?
Not, because you got to be vaccinated to sit there. Because of part of the protocol.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out where she gets the special treatment from.
Del Burney said, that sounds like privilege and entitlement. Del Burney, that's exactly what it is. Now, let me say this to you guys. Had this been a white man, a white woman, we'd be having a whole different kind of conversation about this. We'd be talking about how white folk feel like they can do anything they want to. This wouldn't even they have been. They ain't even, you know, we'd have a – so this is where – see, to me, you got to be fair across the board. Because if this was a white man or white woman and the same thing happened, and it was the same circumstances where they are a professor at the university – I would say the same thing. I would say, because this is a professor at the university, you know, I would give this person the same courtesy that I say give the young lady. This time, with the understanding that this won't happen again. But I want you all to start thinking about how emotional you get over this shit, how hyperbolic you get over this shit. And so when you start talking about how fucked up the world is and how emotional people are, how sensitive people are, I want you to get eyeball to eyeball with yourself and know that the people you're talking about, you happen to be one of them. So y'all a lot of emotional motherfuckers out here. Libby said, right is right and wrong is wrong. And Dave Smith said, follow the rules like everyone else. She should have been asked to leave. And you guys are right. She was asked to leave. When she said no, Dave, when she said no, this is where I got to figure out a way to not let shit get crazy because it ain't no need for it. I had somebody who was in some space that I didn't want them there. And instead of making it a scene, I had somebody come and see that person and say, hey, I got this other thing I need you to do real quick. Can you come fill these papers out? So it didn't have to turn into a scene. You motherfuckers like scenes. You know, y'all like the scene.
That's right. That's what she's supposed to get out and drag her out.
Yeah, that's what all these motherfuckers said on the phone, but me.
You like
and Janet
you like scenes too. You like scenes too. You like the scene that you build is for her to say. She should be able to say. She shouldn't be able to say.
I like it your way, J. King. I went along with you and the way you handle it. Now, how
who's
do I like
at that's, every?
No, at first,
who's
a, all
who's
you
the
said
guy screaming
was
at every comment?
You didn't. All you said was "fuck that." She shouldn't. They shouldn't make her leave. Yeah, they should make her leave. There's
well, you know, I'm just saying. I maybe didn't say it right, but, you know, when you spoke, I agreed, and you spoke for the both of us, and you did the right thing, and I appreciate that. The rest of these niggas can kick rocks.
Dick rides, 50 cents, folks. Dick rides, 50 cents. Please pay before you get on the dick. Dick rides.
Nigga, I'm prepaid, nigga, 20 years.
Does Ali get to speak at work?
Apparently,
he sure as hell likes to chime in here. Mary Hopkins said, all of this is meant for all of us to be divided. If we stay divided, we can never win against the evil that is lurking right in front of us.
Right on, Mary. Great words.
Just think if we would focus our energy on helping you with to put together them low-income houses. Instead of trying to go someplace,
it's not low income. It's not low income housing. It's affordable housing. They're
well,
not going to be low
close,
income.
You know what I'm talking about? Affordable housing.
You know what?
And we would focus our energy on helping you to bring that program together instead of going to sit in a venue where we not want it.
I'll leave Mary's dick rides for 75 cents.
Mary Dick Rice is $150, according to Levi, yesterday. He said, I got money, baby.
What did you do yesterday? Think of something great you did yesterday. Oh, I took the dog for a walk. And one of them farted, and I was smelling it. You know, a dog farts stink. I didn't know that.
Are we, can we learn something today? Can we want, do you guys want to learn something today?
Yeah, I do.
There are more people on Earth today than ever before. It's nearly 8 billion people, almost 8 billion people on the earth right now. And those 8 billion people represent 7% of all of the 117 billion people estimated to have ever lived throughout the course of humanity, of human history. So in the course of human history, we estimate that there's been 117 billion people, but today there's close to 8 billion. The figure comes from the Population Reference Bureau, which released its first estimate in 1995 and has updated it occasionally in the years since. As with most math on this scale, the calculus wasn't easy. That's partly because our knowledge of history is ever evolving. When the Bureau initially calculated the number of modern Homo sapiens were thought to have first appeared around 50,000 BCE. But recent discoveries put the actual date closer to 200,000 BCE. Three main factors go into the math: how long humans are thought to have been walking the earth, the average population during different eras, and the number of births per 1,000 people during said eras. As you might imagine, the growth has been astronomical. There were just 5 million humans in 8,000 BEC, 300 million in 1 CE, and 400 million in 1200. And while the Bureau acknowledged that there's a part of science and part art, even being off a few billion gives us a ballpark figure to imagine all the people who came before us. Now, this is a factor field. Factor field: all the cattle on earth weigh more than all the humans. Fact or field? All the cattle on earth weigh more than all the humans. Fact or field?
That's a fact.
Who said fact?
Ali and Simi. The San Diego guy.
That's a fib.
That's a fib. That's a fib.
Who said?
There's some big old people out here. So.
Oh, my God. You guys.
That's a fib.
So,
yeah.
That's a fib.
That's a fib.
Well, listen, they got a right to say fib if they want to say fib. Jeff Carlin says fib. JoJo Red says fib. Jolina says fib. Beautiful Butterfly says fact.
That's right. That's what she's doing.
Joyner said fib. AK said the cattle used to weigh more than people, not no more. With a biomass of about 360 million tons, humans weigh a lot, but we don't weigh as much as our bovine neighbors. An estimated 1.3 billion cattle share the planet with us, and their biomass comes out to an absolutely beefy 716 million tons. So it is a
wow.
Fact.
That's right. That's right, JK. Give me the clap, JK. Yeah!
We need to make sure they included Alabama in that study.
I swear to God, that nigga's on drugs. He's on drugs today.
It's called all natural high, Reese. Listen to Bloodstone, nigga.
Okay, what was the world? What was the world's population?
Negro.
What was the world's population in 1900? Was it 1.4 billion people? Was it 1.6 billion people? Was it 1.8 billion people? Or was it 2 billion people? The world's population in 1900, was it 1.4 billion, 1.6 billion, 1.8 billion, or 2 billion people?
The first one.
1.4?
Yes, sir.
So, 1.6.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that. 1.6.
1.6, okay, Ali and now Levi, you was there. You probably should know more than anybody else. I think when you read my previous comment, simply scroll up. Johnny D, put the you got to put the I can't see what was there, so because it only shows me so many comments at a time. So let me see. Anybody else want to join in on it? How many people? 1.4, 1.6, 1.8. Johnny B said 2 billion people. Zoila said 2 billion people. Let me tell you guys how many people actually lived. The world's population in 1900 was 1.6 billion people. Ali and the old man got it right.
Yeah, Ali!
All right. What is the population of Vatican City, the world's least populous country? Is it 625 people? Is it 725 people? Is it 825 people? Or is it 925 people?
It's 625,
J.K. 825. Are we counting the choir boys?
No, this ain't no funny time. It's serious. 6525.
All right, Ali.
Nigga, answer and stop talking. Your motherfucking ass up, nigga.
Nigga, you're on, listen, seriously, on some straight. Somebody give that nigga a Valium.
Mary Hopkins.
Do radio. Wait for Mary after the show to do that shit.
You're not the only one. The population of Vatican City.
I said 825.
I know. The population of Vatican City, which is the world's least populous country, is 825 people. This is for you, Levi. How many years of human civilization has there been? 6,000? 8,000, 10,000, or 20,000 years of human civilization? 6,000, 8,000, 10,000? Anybody else?
I would say 10,000.
20,000. 20, okay. No, Levi, it's hard to drive.
That long. I see 10,000.
Okay. Anybody else want to join in? Good morning, Michael Niner Jordan.
No, since y'all think I'm on shit, I'm just gonna stay out of this one. Since y'all think I'm on something.
Janet Marie says 6,000 for white people and 4 million for us. Janet Marie, are you saying 10,000, are you saying this is the population of everybody, Janet Marie? Is it 6,000 or 10,000? You got to make a decision. Mm-hmm. The racism that exists is crazy to me. The prejudices and bigotries and biases that you all have are just, I'm not surprised more than I'm disappointed. Disappointed that the very thing that you hate, you start to become. It's kind of saddening, to be honest with you.
They did find a buggy with rims on it from 4 million years ago, so she might have a point.
Say that again.
They found a little buggy that had rims on it. 4 million years ago, they dug it up. So she might be right.
There have been 6,000 years of human civilization. Only 6,000 years of human civilization. You got who said six?
I did. I said it, Jay, but I said it to myself this time.
No, you didn't say shit. You didn't say it.
Hey,
okay.
Jay, do you think that there's a population problem?
No. There's a human being problem. We're such a hate. the more of us that come in to be, the more hateful we get.
I was going to say, there was a time when you sounded very much like you were for population control. I think what it was you were telling a story about the deer in society. There were like these killings of like of farm animals and stuff like that. You were talking about mm-hmm. how more and more population growth was causing all of this exploration and making new lands for homes and stuff like that. It was infiltrating the habitat of animals. And you were saying that, you know, man keeps building and the animals don't have a place. It sounded very eerily like you were one of those environmentalists from those groups who are always trying to stop more progressive human growth in society.
No, what I'm
that's
saying
why I always
is,
thought
if,
you were
no,
kind of
I,
an environmentalist in the beginning.
No, I'm not. No, what I'm saying is if you're going to uproot somebody, you move them in the land you're not using. Don't just
mm-hmm.
uproot them.
No, I go that. I was saying the animals were being affected by the – no, you were saying that the animals were being affected unfairly by the
– and I'm right. And if you're going to move – if you're going to move deer out of a habitat, mm-hmm. don't just move them out. Relocate them. Help them find – put them in new space.
Right. That's
and
what
I'm,
he said.
I'm,
Dick wasn't going to kill them.
Or
in my
them.
Backyard, no, don't. Yeah, in my backyard, in my house in El Cerrito, deer used to be in my backyard. They used to live in my backyard. They would sleep in my backyard.
What's the problem with killing them?
Why would we kill them? We need all
deers?
Animals, all bugs. All, yes, they're a part of the ecosystem.
Part of the ecosystem.
I understand that they're part of the ecosystem. I understand that they're part of the ecosystem, but
if you disrupt one part of the ecosystem, it disrupts
you disrupt it all.
So,
well, what about this? And
so
this
you,
is,
so
well, well, this is supported by what? This is supported how?
I'm gonna tell you how it's supported. Let me tell you how it's supported. It's supported by this motherfucking mute button I put on your ass. Because we're not going to get to that dumb shit that you're about to get into. That's how it
is.
Mary said some good shit.
He got the first mute.
If you actually go back and watch the history of the way our ecosystem works and how even the littlest, stupid, you know, the most annoying things, mosquitoes, any kind of bugs, lizards, animals, they all work in our ecosystem for a reason, and we need them. So we should not be killing them, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Shut up, Reese.
All right. No, fuck you and make me, nigga.
She made it sick and you don't,
check.
Nigga.
Mary, put that nigga
get
in
off
check.
Her dick for like 5 minutes, nigga.
Let her say to get off her dick. Why are you worried about
I knew
who gets off her dick?
Mute.
Reese,
I told you guys he was in car.
I was goading you, Jake.
Put him in check.
I was goading you, Jake. I knew you were going to put me on mute.
How many domestic chickens do you guys think are in the world? Is it 18.6 billion? Is it $19.6 billion? Is it $20.6 billion? Or is it $21.6 billion domestic?
The first, the first one.
19.6 billion, 19.6 billion, 20.6 billion, or 21.6 billion domestic. I'm going to say 18.6.
I'm going to say 18.6.
Used to be more before Popeyes.
Yeah, that's right,
J.K. That's right, J.K. It's a lesson, J.K. They're using Henry's that's sticking now.
What is Ali? What are you hyped up on? What are you all hyped up on today?
Well, it's Friday. What do you mean? It's Friday.
Like, you don't
nigga.
Get that it sounds awful. Yeah, but you don't get that
it's Friday the 13th.
It's disruptive, dude.
Michael Niner Jordan said, Jay, why does the professor not want to be on your show? The professor has stuff to do. He's working on his apparel line. It takes a lot of work to work on that apparel line.
And he's doing great stuff too.
Black Bull.
If I might say myself.
Making them T-shirts takes a lot of work.
Nah, he's so doing more than that, dude.
Is it a nice
front on that
nice
nigga
shirt?
If you want?
Anybody got any other shirts?
Just the idea that he has. The idea that – well, I've actually seen all of the samples, and the thing that he's doing now with the college jerseys,
mm-hmm.
that thing is – it's amazing what he's doing. He's got such a vision.
Jeff Carlin
says he's got 18. An incredible
6 million.
Vision. That's Delina great, man.
Says
keep it going.
21.6 billion. Mary Hopkins says 19.6 billion. Just so that you know, Reese, you can't just make college shirts. You have
mm-hmm.
to have a – contract with them, and you have to.
Oh no,
you know,
I know. He's right. He's got to go through licensing and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Stop riding
dick,
Reese.
Oh yeah, okay. As long as it's somebody else other than you, nigga.
I said 19.6 billion. Come on, let's get back to where we at.
You guys are
okay.
doing main radio.
Libby said 25 billion. Libby, 25 billion ain't even part of that. There are 18.6 billion domestic chickens. Domestic chickens in
way
the
to
world.
Go,
that's right.
Six eyes. Way to go.
No, it wasn't six eyes. That was me and Potter.
No, motherfucker, I said 18.6 first.
Okay,
yes.
Well, why I got to be a motherfucker? I didn't say nothing bad to you. I just said that was me and Potter. Why I got to be a motherfucker, six?
You don't, sir. I apologize. You don't.
Right on. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Way to go, Ali.
That was easy. That's what, but I like it. I like the fact that they went through it, they worked it out, they figured it out.
Black love it is fine.
Learn something, Reese.
What you know what? Do you guys think we could ever do a show where we're just nice to each other?
Never.
No. And everybody. It is
never
be.
Let's try Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can.
Yeah, we can
do a show Monday. Do a show Monday without cussing, without insulting people. Let's see if we can do it.
Yeah, we can do all that, Jay. I mean, you
and
know,
you
all you got to do is withdraw from calling us a whole bunch of motherfuckers, and we'd be all right.
Be a friend.
And Jay don't want to know what's wrong.
You should do a show
where
everybody's contributing to make this world a better place.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's going on
with everybody there?
Share your abilities, your mindsets, your professions. I mean, what an amazing thing everybody could do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Jay,
it might be keeping
some of us alive. Be able to get that stuff out on the show. You never know.
You're right. Potter, where you been, by the way? You've been gone for a while. You kind of abandoned us.
Oh, man. I got on this project, man. It was quite a lot. So I just haven't had time to kind of tune into the show. So just been busy. But over the summer, I'm going to have more time. So I'll be coming out a lot more.
Oh, AK been looking for you.
Uncle Pop-Tart?
Layoffs.
Really? How's he doing? Huggy Bear himself.
You see what Potter just did there? He tried to do something positive. He tried to do something there positive, and, of course, it was met with adversity. It's impossible.
So who's on here is a Kendrick Lamar fan?
I love the new video. I love the new video.
All right.
It's brilliant.
I know you would.
It's brilliant.
I know you
would. It's brilliant. I love the lyrics. It's just brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Have you got to the second volume? Or are you still on the first?
I haven't listened to any of them. I just heard the one single. I know it was just brilliant. I know that this kid is just he's beyond himself.
Yeah.
Jay
now
King,
Reese,
you
already calling him the greatest rapper alive.
Jay
what,
King,
what did you say,
that
Mary?
Still has a friend line, don't you?
I have what?
You have a friend that has an eyeglass frame line. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you would maybe share my contact information with them, I would love to bounce some ideas around.
Okay.
Oh, or project
I will definitely.
On.
Oh, no. He doesn't have a line. He has a store. He owns a store.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's
fine.
But I'll
put you with him. I'll connect you guys together. I'll text you his number and text him your number today.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Mayor, are you venturing out on your own?
Hey, Reed.
Hey,
remember
hey,
back
Reed.
In the day? What, maybe back in the day they used to do the.
Hold on.
What was the name of the show? They had the rappers, but they would have a live band, and it would be.
What was
the name of that show? No, it wasn't that. I can't remember. It used to happen a long time ago. I would like to see some of these newer rappers do a concert with a live band.
Are you talking about MTV Unplugged?
Never ever going to happen.
Are you talking about Unplugged?
That might be.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
It might be Unplugged, yeah.
It might be
Unplugged.
I was asking Mary a question. Mary, are you venturing out on your own?
I'm not necessarily venturing out on my own, but I have. We have some investors, and I am venturing into an e-commerce platform.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let me know if you need an investor.
She don't need no luck. Luck runs bad. Look at that some bullshit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so, the reason I'm asking about the live band because I saw there was something a year or so back, a year and a half back, where DaBaby did something with a live band.
Right.
And I was normally not listening to his music, but I heard that. I thought it was slamming. I was like, man, if they could do like a live concert or something where the current rappers actually, you know, like go with the band.
Kendrick
live band,
Lamar
I think that
sold
would be
me.
Slamming.
Snoop Dogg.
Kendrick Lamar sold Kendrick Lamar sold me at the Grammys when he did that performance with Imagine Dragons. I got chills up my spine. I mean, it was the most amazing. I wasn't really into Kendrick Lamar. Like, I heard like some of his stuff, and I was like, okay, he's all right. And then I saw that performance on the Grammys, and
yeah.
It was all white, but
brilliant.
He came out there and killed it. It was the best performance I ever saw in my life. I gave Imagine Dragons a pass because I think they're garbage. But that performance with Kendrick Lamar was amazing.
So, Reese, listen to Pimp a Butterfly, on your lunch break. Tell me what you think. Start from there.
I've heard
and
it.
Work
I've heard
here.
It. I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it. Not a fan.
Oh, my God, Reese. All right.
Nope.
It's okay.
He's white on Friday.
So's your mother.
Ooh. Wow. That was cold,
you're right.
Reese. That was
you're
cold.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
My mama's white every day, nigga. I buried her in a white casket, nigga.
Well, and every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Mother have no time off. Every day is Mother's Day.
Can I do the history moment before you guys tear each other apart? Today, our
history moment is on James Lynch. Colored men standing in the way of their own race. When James Lynch gave the speech that appears below, his great achievement lay in the future. Born in Baltimore in 1839, Lynch, at the age of 24, went to South Carolina as one of the first AME missionaries to the freedmen and women. From 1866 to 1867, Lynch was editor of the Christian Recorder in Philadelphia, a leading newspaper for the supporters of the Reconstruction. He resigned from the paper in 1867 to organize the Republicans of Mississippi while working with the Freedmen's Bureau. In 1871, Lynch was elected Secretary of State of Mississippi, the first African-American to hold that post. In May of 1865, Lynch delivered this speech at a meeting of the Young Men's Literary and Debating Society of Philadelphia. In it, he challenges African-Americans to work for racial unity. It is strange but true that we have such men among us. First on the list stand those who set no value on the ability of their race and adapt the opinions respecting them that prejudiced white men hold. Please put yourself on mute. I think that's you, Reese. I can hear in the back.
No, you can't.
Whoever,
I'm on mute.
Might have been.
No, you was right the first time.
Among these, we find those who prefer white men as religious instructors, as teachers, physicians, and lawyers because they are white. They are studious in disparaging their own color and paying homage to a supposed native superiority of the whites. Then comes another class who are always in the market for the white man's purchase. If they are flattered, feted, or pecuniarily rewarded, they will kiss the hand of the oppressor and ally themselves with the enemies or disparagers of their race. Another class is found in those who pride themselves on the color of their skins, feeling that a light complexion imparts superiority. It is questionable whether there is an existence of more contemptible feeling than this. For while it assumes superiority over the darker skin, it confesses inferiority to the lighter or white person. Certainly, if A is superior and B is inferior, then a white man who has nothing else but white blood in his veins must be superior to A, and A is the inferior. Those colored persons who hold this idea are holding to that which has been, and to some degree still is, the infamy of the nation, on which God is writing with the iron pen of providence and letters of blood a death sentence. They are opposing themselves to God and the defenders of humanity. Still another class are those who succumb to the prejudices of white men, and while they're loudmouthed for their right to ride in railroad cars and visit public places of instruction or amusement, they will not shave colored men in their barbershops nor accommodate them with a meal in their restaurant. The plea is that they will lose customers. Well, white men can urge with equal force the same plea, and there is no reason why white men shall be expected to sacrifice more for colored men than colored men will for themselves. It is cheering to think that the number of colored men who stand in the way of their race are in the minority of great odds. Still, their existence is to be deplored. And if they are dragged forth into burning sunlight of public opinion, their baleful and miasmic influence will soon be dried up by its heat. We echo Stanford's thrilling word in reference to our people. Action. We want a healthy public sentiment among us. enlightened, and energetic, that like an ever-flowing current will sweep away the Tories and the Judases from their footings. This is American history.
Today I'm praying for Kings in the Morning, Simi Braxton, Reverend Ali, Yusef, Johnny Davis, and Reese Hopkins, Reese on the radio. Of course for Jay King and everything he brings to the table, Eric Dosti and Stephanie Beard. Those who don't believe in prayer, on your behalf, I'm praying for you. I pray that God directs you to be good so you can do great things for those around you, and that you have health and more. Lord, secure us in your protective arms and your love. Jesus, save us.
Amen.
Ali, what are you doing?
Nigga, that ain't what you supposed to say. Nigga, shut up, motherfucker. Tomorrow, Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the J. King Network, we got Real and Raw Radio with Courtney Ann and Mama D. Y'all check them out. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow, Saturday. And then Saturday again, we got No Kickstands live and direct with me, myself, Reverend Ali, and Yusuf Kente. Y'all check us out. And then again, Saturday at 6 p.m., we got My Keisha Best with Intro to Info. Y'all check My Keisha Best out, youngster. You know, she's trying to do her thing, make her way. Support her, support her. And we got the loudmouth thick eyes that's speaking out of turn. Let us know what you got going with Pastor Kenneth over there, because y'all talk too much.
Yeah, which is your favorite person? So on the Six Eyes Radio Network tonight, our newest show, 9 p.m. Eastern, tune in, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 424-243-9617, the Six Eyes Radio Network. And on Saturday at 11:30, kicking it with Six Eyes in ATL, 424-243-9617, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you.
Right on. And then we have Reese on the radio. You've been hearing him talking about how I'm on something all day. Let's see what he on tonight on his show, because it don't be too much of nothing. Seems like Mary doing good without you. What you doing on WackFM.com, 6 p.m.?
Wow.
Damn, nigga. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, WackFM.com, ReeseOnTheRadio.com. We'll talk about what happens when niggas get on methamphetamines and then try to go on a talk show. We'll also talk about why is the New York Times all of a sudden so interested in Roe v. Wade affecting interracial marriages. That I find that incredibly odd. We'll talk about that. More ghoulish nonsense about Whoopi Goldberg talking about abortion. Nothing could be worse than having to listen to that bitch talk about abortion. And lastly, we'll also talk about why Elon Musk has put the Twitter buy on hold. We'll break that down as well.
Good morning, Marilyn.
6 p.m. Pacific.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Alicia.
9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Okay, and back to you, methamphetamines.
Right on, man. Methamphetamines is up here, right here with you. You're going to get busted. I planted something in your car. Don't go nowhere, Reese. We got Jay King coming up later on. You got the concert tomorrow. Jay King, what you doing? Getting ready for it? Man, let us know, because I know it's way more interesting than Reese.
Well, Ali, I don't know why. What is going on with you? Why you're being so incendiary today? But I mean, you know, to each his own. Today, you know, we're getting ready for the Open Air Jazz Festival. That's tomorrow, but everybody's flying in today. So, AK just landed at 9:05, and then I have to pick up Cal Bennett at 11:30, and then the band comes in at 6:35. Mickey Harris gets in at 8:07, and it's just going to be, you know, just nonstop. We have a lot of work to do. Got a lot of checks to sign and make sure that everything is done. So tomorrow is organized and it's seamless. And so we got a lot of volunteers that are going to work. It's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Right.
Right on. We appreciate you and everything, and I'm not being out of line. I'm just, you know, it's Friday. I'm happy. I got a job.
I'm feeling good.
Well, why are you trying to short down my happiness, though, J. King? Why are you trying to tone it down? I don't understand.
I'm not trying to tone down your happiness. It just seems like you're attacking people, and you're trying.
I'm just attacking Reese. That ain't nothing new.
Well, Reese is somebody.
Which I guess means justified, right?
He's not a body. He's not a body on Fridays at all to me.
Let me explain. Here's what I need to understand, and I'm going to say this in defense of Mary, even though she didn't ask for it. Let me just say this. Mary's joined the show so far, what, 3-4 times this week she's been on the show. She is a very, very enlightening, interesting, and very engaging human being.
No shit, we don't need to tell us that.
If I may, I was talking. Many people have taken the opportunity to use her as a conduit to go after me. She came here, and she's a very – just let her come here and let her be on her own merits and laurels. Don't use it as a means to go after me. Find out interesting –
what do you mean?
You've never really talked to her before.
She came in at Hopkins.
If it don't apply, shut the fuck up. But don't use her.
Nigga, shut up. Nigga, don't try to come here and get the stage, nigga. She don't need you.
If it don't apply, shut the fuck up.
Nigga, that's why you don't eat no watermelon, nigga.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Every time you talk about her, you engage my name into it. She's her own person.
That's how we know it.
An independent woman.
We don't know her without
so
you.
I don't need – no, again, that's the whole point. So let it go.
Nigga, let what go? We ain't nobody giving a fuck about you, nigga.
Now let's be nice. Hey, this is Lynn. Everybody
you're
shut the
liar.
Fuck up. Let
you're
everybody
– worthless as your fucking –
that nigga, we talk about you every day, nigga. Every day we go off on you, nigga. What are you talking? They got nothing to do with Mary.
No, you don't.
Get
trust me.
Get
the
people together, Jay. Get them together.
I apologize. You're right, man. Keone said, Jay, could you do me a favor? Can you say hello to my friend, Golf Ball Face, Michael Niner Jordan? You probably find his dimple face somewhere in the roofs on the back nine. Thanks, Jay King. John Beckman said, it is plain to me that Mary is the one who shed some intellect onto Reese, and that's a good thing.
Oh, that's kind.
By the way,
but you know what? I'm no longer going to speak for her. If Mary
John
thinks
Beckman
that's
said,
true, I'm sure she'll respond herself.
By the way, Mary, did you attend Reese's graduation at Fordham?
Wow. Oh, wow.
John,
and Mary, I have a question.
Somebody's been on Wikipedia.
Yeah. And I have a question for you, Mary. Have Reese showed you him dancing on MTV?
I'm
have
sorry,
you
has
that?
What?
Have you seen Reese dancing on MTV?
She knew me.
I've seen Reese dance in person and in videos, both.
Okay, is he a pretty good dancer?
Mary knew me when I was – I've known Mary since she was 15. I've known Mary for over 30 years.
Okay, 15. Would you say he's a pretty good dancer?
What?
Mary, let me ask you a real question. Have you ever seen Reese do anything athletic?
No.
And you want to explain why?
Because you're not an athlete.
I want to explain why, because you're not an athletic person.
Mary, tell the truth. You know
I never suggested. I've never suggested, and that's the whole thing I'm trying to understand. I've never suggested that I was. So I'm trying to figure out why these bozos keep asking that ridiculous question. I've never suggested it.
So how did this tennis match come about, this tennis challenge? How did that come about?
Oh, it's real simple.
He lied, sitting on the fact that
women suck at sports, and then it turned into I can beat any female in tennis. Zoila said that she can clearly play tennis and she can beat me. And then I said, oh, that's bullshit. I'll beat the hell out of her. I ended up in Sacramento. I get my pants spanked. And it's as simple as that. That's all it was. It was me talking shit and then her whipping
okay.
my ass. That's all. Literally, that's all it was. These bozos, because they're so invested in making a mockery, like I am their great white whale. and any stab they can get on me because I bully these faggots every fucking day on this show. They need to come after me. And now they got their little a pound of flesh that view through Zoila, and that's all they can talk about. That's
wow.
all it is.
Okay.
Besides,
okay.
you asked the question the wrong way. You should say, Mary, does Reese dance like a go-go girl?
Sorry,
let
do I dance? Oh, Mary,
about,
what do you mean I can't?
This.
Mary, did you say I
didn't
can't
say
dance?
That you, I didn't say that you can't dance. You just don't dance.
You just dance
in the
like a go-go girl. Say it, Mary.
It's just
hey,
not the fashion
dude.
That I dance. That's all. I mean...
Oh, yeah, Dan, okay, all right. Well, you know what? With that, I will totally
He said he could beat the Tarazi girl in basketball, that she wasn't that good, and that he
and
could
she
beat
isn't.
Her. She's good enough to beat you.
And she isn't. You don't know that.
Wait,
Reese, that's
Reese, conjecture. Don't say, Reese, are you saying that you can beat somebody in basketball?
Yes.
Yes, I'm saying I could beat Tarazi in basketball.
Don't do that.
Wait, well, how do you
I've
doubt, Mary,
you
said you've never seen me do anything.
You
said you've never
I've
seen me do anything
you,
athletic.
I've seen you play with Liam in the backyard in that basketball hoop. Do not say that.
Oh, come on. The backyard is playing against an 8-year-old doesn't count.
Listen, no, it's not. You can't play. Reese, you can't play, and I knew you couldn't play. We all know you're not an athlete. We
okay,
you
listen to
tennis.
Me. Seriously. Seriously. The president of Lilliput. I beat Liam in basketball, and you and him are the same height.
Listen, I'm just
and
trying
I can
to
beat
you,
Reese.
From, I'm just trying
and
to
I can
save
beat
you
yeah,
I
doubt
in
basketball.
Like they do with Zoila.
Reese, yeah, Reese can't play. I already know he can't play. We knew there was nothing athletic.
Yeah. I know, Jay King, and what you know is sacrosanct, Jay King. We know.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you know
Reese
what I say.
Table tennis.
No, he cannot.
I love you and all, but your head is too big, and you're like a bobblehead
yes,
when
is.
You try to be athletic.
Okay, Mary, does he even
wow.
have a pair of athletic socks?
And again, that's my point. Wait, wait, wait. And here we go again. I just simply said, you are using her as a conduit to come after me.
Well,
like,
why is she cracking? Why would she crack on you? Why would she crack on you? You laugh, but when we crack on you, you get mad.
Not why.
No. What I'm saying is that you're making. No.
Bill
I'm not
Bernie
whining.
Says,
Potter, be quiet.
Reese, you are crazy. Tarazi will beat you worse than Zoila did in tennis. Is what Dale Burney.
Yes. I heard Dale Burney. That's what everybody already said. No. I'm not whining. I have no problem with that. But again. I just said that. I said you're using her as a means to go. Just go after me,
man. She's even taking crack signs. Just relax.
You sit up here. You sit up here going,
"Hey Mary,
just whining. Hey Mary, does he do this? Hey Mary, does he do that? Hey Mary, does he? Come on, dude.
Because you're
you sound like
a liar,
a bunch of cackling
Reese,
children.
You came here and lied to us. You
dude,
really just
it's
came
one,
over here because
listen, again,
you were a groupie.
You're I'm sorry. Let me say something to you.
You wanted to see Jay King live and in person, and you lied to get over to Sacramento to see him.
Talking
wait a
about
minute. Wait,
King.
Wait,
hold on.
Wait,
slow
wait,
your
wait.
Roll,
dude.
We've already seen that. Reese, me and Reese had already seen each other a few times.
Twice.
Yeah, but
Jay King came to D.C., and he was here in Baltimore.
He neither,
yeah,
but you never came to Sacramento. You never came
and
to Sacramento.
But
that
again
right?
wasn't
I've met
the
Jay
point.
King in live person as well, so that I
that's
would disagree
right.
with.
But
you're
but you
all over
what?
The place.
You know what was bad? Is that me and I forget who else, we went on Queens in the Morning talking much trash before that because we just knew Reese was going to just win, right? So we got humiliated. But that's the part that
you know, again, that's another thing. Potter, well, how did you get humiliated? I played the game. I was humiliated.
Potter, that's because
you're
a
cornball.
Don't
take my humiliation.
You humiliated all of us. We went on talking big trash.
Oh, shut up.
In the morning.
Listen to me.
Reese,
I'm going to say it again.
Reese.
My failure
Reese,
to beat Zoila is my own. Don't – you two – everybody on here trying to take credit for my loss. Don't act
no,
like it affected
we were
you.
Affected by your loss.
No, you're on here trying to take credit for something you didn't do. Please don't do
Reese,
that.
No, we were affected
I
by
was
nobody
there.
Wants credit
Reese,
for that, Reese. Hold up, Reese. Let me say something,
yeah,
Reese.
Exactly.
They were
thank
backing
you
up, Reese.
That's what I'm trying
Reese,
to express.
They were backing you up.
They wanted you to beat the queen.
Who cares?
They wanted you to.
Who cares?
But this is the point. You know what? Reese? That's your biggest problem. Stop trying to make your negativity. Stop trying to make your negativity your solution. Your negativity is not your solution to everybody's comments. So let's take this.
Who is that?
Understand
Jimmy?
What somebody's saying, accept it, and leave it alone.
Is that Jimmy?
That's Big Charles.
Oh,
that's
Charles.
Big Charles.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was that. Hey, Charles. I'm sorry. Hold on. I had to think of what I was going to say to you, but based on that comment. So what? So what?
You know what? You know what? You know what you should do? You always talk that tough talk to people. Put the boxing gloves on and come see me.
Goes. Here he goes.
Come see me.
Here he goes.
Come see me.
Why?
Here
they go.
Come see me in New Orleans. Come see me.
Hey, Charles.
Come see me.
Charles.
Come see
Stop.
Me.
Charles.
Come see
it's
me.
It's obvious you're too sensitive
Come see me.
To the issue. All I said to you was, so what? And now all of a sudden, I want to fight.
What? And you know what?
Charles,
we don't need another
ass-kicking tour. Don't bait him on, Charles.
You're too sensitive.
We don't need another ass-kicking tour. Please.
The ass-kicking.
You're too sensitive.
Ass-kicking part two. The ass-kicking don't stop.
You're like, Charles, all I said to you was, so what?
Hey, Reese is okay.
So
as long as you don't talk to Mary.
So what? And what started the ass-kicking tour is that all I said is Mary's a good songwriter.
And
you got mad. That started the ass-kicking tour.
Trying to make it about, trying to make it about you again. And guess
what? Right about that.
And that's
what
listen to me, as I said before, that still stands. But, Big
I
Charles, ain't nobody trying to make my negativity. Ain't nobody trying to make your negativity about nothing. I don't care what you think. It was my challenge. I was the one who challenged Zoila. I was the one that got my ass whipped. That's on me. It ain't on anybody or any of you. If you guys are taking that on, that's your own issue.
Hey, Rich,
like, why
I'm tired
are
you
trying
of your
to
voice.
Incorporate
Mary,
yourself into
you
my
talk,
law?
Baby.
When Reese lost that tennis match, you had to denounce some of your whiteness, and you know it.
Oh, no, I had to take an L.
You got your white card pulled.
And that's the whole thing. It's like, yeah, I got my white card pulled. But, yo, the whole thing about everybody else now acting like, oh, it was our loss, too. Stop it.
Hey, Reese.
You knew damn well you weren't going to California and beating her.
But yeah, I knew exactly, and I never said again. Merritt, you're 100% right. Of course, I knew that.
But that's not what you said to everybody else, and that's what they said.
I know what I said, Jay King. And again, also my L. Like everybody keeps talking, like you guys keep acting like you're telling something new.
Can I ask you a question?
It isn't.
Reese.
Of course you can. What do you need?
Listen, man. How come when Mary talk about you, you laugh, but when we talk about you, you get mad?
What are you talking about? Maybe
you're just playing right now. Every time she crack on your motherfucking ass, you start laughing. When we crack on you, you call it all this because of Mary.
Well, actually, first of all, I'm showing Mary.
Yeah, nigga. You fucked up, right?
But you are, listen, you're coming after me with malice. So when you come after me with malice, you get met with the same malice you come at me with. So don't act all brand new. I love that term. Don't act all brand new, acting like you don't know what the dynamic is between you and I. You come at me with malice, I'm going to come back at you with malice. Mary's not doing that. She's not coming at me trying to be harmful. She's just having a discussion.
Just to boy with some malice. And it's back and forth. Malice boy.
Don't get brand new, huh? That's what you said, don't get brand new? Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. This ain't new, so don't try to use Mary as your scapegoat.
And
we've been caught.
You just asked me a stupid question. You said, why am I being Mary?
To you, nigga. Only to you is stupid.
Did you hear what I just said?
But you weren't stupid motherfuckers.
Okay, obviously you didn't even understand the question you asked.
Like, I never understand you, nigga. We overstand you, nigga. We overstand you.
Oh, God. Do you just repeat the words that people say and then think it's a joke?
Yeah.
Like, you really, like, you may be the very stupidest person on the face of the earth. Like, when you start making Yusef Kente look like a Rhodes Scholar, you've got problems.
Hey, Reese, what you talking about?
I'm glad you finally caught on.
What you talking about, Reese? This is about Ali now. Come on.
I apologize. I was trying to make a point. I did use you in order to do that.
You already used me earlier with the dumbfound. Come on now.
My apologies.
I'm Zoilus. Zoilus said I'm six. Zoilus said 6-0, 6-0. Dave Smith said the tennis match wasn't even close. Zoilus said who lost money?
That's right. It wasn't
on Reese Hopkins. She said, which one of y'all bet on?
I'm sure plenty of people.
Michael Niner Jordan said, Keonia, I'm going to be in Vegas for about a week. If you need to use my chicken coop while I'm gone, just watch out for my rooster. He loves Hawaiian assholes.
Hey, ever since we lost that thing, it's been going crazy. Now you got men trying to have wombs put in to have babies and stuff. I think that was a result of Reese losing the tennis master's order.
Nice try, Potter. You're a piece of shit for that.
Man, John Beckman said, man, I have so many questions for Mary about Reese. I don't know where to begin. Monday I will have a question.
And again, right back at it.
What is the fascination
don't make
that
me...
everybody has all these questions?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm the narcissist that everybody else wants to know information. Like, you're making
Carter
it about
said,
me?
When I saw Reese
I don't
dancing,
even have to make it about me.
I thought that reminds me of Raw Boo Boo on the bus seats in Portland.
I don't know what that means. That must be a
Raw
West Coast thing.
Reese, don't worry about it, baby.
Jeff
just have Carter, a good Friday.
He said when he saw you dancing, it reminded him of Raw Boo Boo on bus seats in Portland. Raw shit. Boo boo shit, like it wasn't good. It reminded
oh,
him of something
oh,
not good.
Oh, okay. Then just say the word shit.
Reese's dancing is very much like MTV dances. That's how he dances.
Yeah.
He still dances like that today. It's never evolved.
Keone
yeah,
says,
that's true. That's fair.
Keone says, why does retard rare think it's okay to steal other people's saying? It's not okay, you fucking retard.
Was that the professor?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
That was a Professor Gristle? Oh, man, he should come back on sometime.
Wow.
That was me being the professor.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Sorry, Professor, if you're out there listening.
He's listening. I just
Well, that was him that typed that, Cornball.
He typed it, and I
read
it.
Jay read
his
type.
In his
Well,
that,
I
yeah,
that's what I meant. I knew Jay was reading it.
Yeah.
I knew Jay was reading it, but I didn't know whether
yeah.
it was a professor that wrote it. The professor has
yeah,
morphed into you, Agatha Christie. What's going on, you, Sal? It's been a while. Where you been, absentee? Yeah, man, I've been absent, man. It's been overworked, that's all. Well, you're white.
John Beckman,
you still get
John
attendance
Beckman said,
points.
John Beckman said, Mary, Reese is like a cartoon character to me. Why wouldn't I have questions? Wow. Now, John Beckman, you're the same guy that said, now this is when Reese is an intellect. So you got to make up your mind on what Reese is going to be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and again, and it's I'm not a cartoon character. Exactly. It's John Beckman has made it very clear that he's schizophrenic. Because on this show, I'm a cartoon character. On my show, he's literally nodding his head like a ditto head. Hey, whatever. I'm always
well,
fascinated by that.
That's that CTE kicking in. You know, John Beckman was a wide receiver coming across that middle, taking those hits, you know. And,
is that what they call it in
I mean,
gay porn?
That's tough.
Is that what it's called in gay porn?
Hey, tell that missing in action. I said, hello. It's okay to come back to the U.S. of A. That's for you. That's for you, Potter. That's from Keone, Professor. Professor Gristle.
Are you planning on ever coming back to the U.S.? I, for some odd reason, Potter, I remember you saying something about.
Yeah,
you,
I was supposed
a,
to. I got
I think an opportunity
project,
to
I'll,
be back.
Yeah, this year I'll be back. This year I'll be back.
Oh, okay. So you are. Do you, have you decided on where you're going to live?
Florida.
John Beck.
No,
he got
it.
What part
John,
of Florida?
John Beckman said. What part of Florida?
Who said that?
John
who asked that?
Said,
was that Mary? He, Mary who asked that question? What's up, Mary?
Yeah, Mary asked
yes.
the question.
How you doing?
I'll hit you on the back channel.
Okay.
John.
Oh, you niggas are
John
cute.
Beckman, John Beckman said, I got my CTE on the gridiron, unlike Peony, where he got his CTE cheerleading.
He got it on the pyramid.
Ready? Okay.
Okay.
Because whenever the girl, why do they do that?
Keone was the one with the grease stains on his cheerleading uniform.
I'm gonna eat.
There go the cornball jokes.
Nobody says. Michael Niner Jordan said he's not an actual professor. He's a professional ass. Oh, Michael Niner Jordan.
I
hey,
heard
does
they know each other, right?
Yet?
They're friends.
I want to buy yeah. some of his stuff. Does he have a website yet? E-commerce site?
I don't think he's manufacturing.
I don't believe so.
Yet.
No, I don't know. I know
mercy.
He doesn't have a website yet.
Keone,
he's not trying
website,
to start small. He's not. No, listen.
But you still need,
understand
you
what
still
he's
need
doing.
A present. You still need a web present.
Yeah,
whether
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Starting
he, right, exactly. Exactly.
My name is Jay Cone with Lynn Calloway, Johnny Grabcracker Davis, Yusuf Kente, Brother Reverend Ali, Simi Braxton, Risa on the radio, Last Breath Levi, Six in the Mix, and Potter telling you to get busy living, and Mary telling you to get busy living because you're going to have enough time dying. We'll see you guys next Monday in Bat Time, in Bat Channel. Of course, there's going to be an after show, which is what they do. I'll be dressed.
Where Levi raps to Mary.
We don't want Mary. We don't want Reese. We don't want Mary. We don't want Reese.
We're the we all come together. The J King Network, where the we all come together. The J King Network, where the people come together. We all come together. The J King Network, where the people come together. We all come together. The J King Network, where the people come together.
We want Mary. We don't want Reese.
Y'all are so funny.
We're here, baby. Friday the 13th. This is Lynn Tolliver, and I woke up for the after show on the JKN. Six Eyes, what's up, baby? Mary, how's it going?
I am blessed, and more blessed to have woken up this morning.
Yes, yes. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yes.
What is everybody going to do this weekend?
Well, I am going to be working on music. I am going to be cleaning.
and doing my radio shows, gospel show, and making music, and checking out Kendrick Lamar's new album. That's what I'm going to be doing.
What kind of music are you working on? You do gospel or Christian music? Or
I do gospel, gospel inspiration, hip-hop, R&B.
Nice. Do you think that there is a an audience for Christian trap music?
Christian rap music?
No, Christian trap music. Trap music.
Absolutely, because you want each genre to appeal, you know, to an audience. So yeah. So you got to kind of make
isn't in Orlando 95.9?
I've heard some pretty good trap music songs, Christian songs. However, when I listen to them, I'm not a fan of trap music in the first place. I grew up, you know, in the 70s and 80s, so that's not my thing. But I do love Christian music. However, when I listen to that trap music, I still feel like even though the words are talking about God and are talking about Jesus and are promoting a good, positivity and love for the Lord, I still think that the way that it's being conveyed is still in correlation with the street life.
Well, it is, and that's the whole purpose of the genre. I mean, because when you think about trap music, I mean, pretty much, you know, the rappers are talking about trapping. You know, that's where the whole trap music came from. So it's like an abandoned house that nobody lives in. And the drug dealer will take up residence in there to deal to their clients. So that's how trap music came about, the whole genre. And they credit T.I. for creating that genre. But, you know, it appeals to those that it appeals to. But oftentimes people get lost into the composition of the music and, you know, they are in church, but then they're at the club at the same time. So it's kind of like a mixed message because people get lost in the composition, more so the message of what the lyrics is.
Exactly.
Mary, there's a station called Hot 95.9 that's in Orlando, and I just saw this advertisement this morning because I was like, oh, who's Hot 95.9? I was like, I thought it was a station here in D.C. Anyway, so I clicked on it, and it's called Orlando's Positive Hip Hop Station. And I was like, positive? And I started looking into it, and it's all Christian hip hop.
Yeah, but Christian hip-hop is different than Christian trap music. Like,
No, they're playing trap music as well. Like, I've listened to some of the songs. Like, I listened to the station live, and they're playing, like, some trap versions of Christian music. They've got all, like, our traditional, you know, like the hip-hop you and I have always listened to. But they've got a couple of those new-fangled sort of sounds, you know, the trap music, the whatever the other genre is, but they've got all of those styles, if you will, but it's all positive hip-hop. I'd never heard of them before. Like I said, this morning was the first time I heard of them at 6 o'clock in the morning. I literally just found them on TuneIn. If you actually look them up, Hot 95.9 or .9, you can find them on TuneIn and whatnot. It sounds all right. Sounds like a regular hip-hop station, but it's all God and Jesus based.
It seems like Kirk Franklin kind of started that stuff to me.
You'd be right in that. Yeah, you'd be right.
But again, to me, when I don't get me wrong, because I listened to the words that were being said, and I had to get the sound out of my mind and just listen to the words. But I'm thinking to myself, I think that a lot of people don't necessarily relate to the words, the lyrics of a song, as much as they relate to the beats and what they're used to hearing. So if you take, you know, if you have, you know, people that are used to listening to regular trap music that are promoting drug dealing and prostituting and, you know, fucking and doing whatever, excuse my French. If you take those people and say, okay, don't listen to this music, don't listen to this version of trap, let's go to a Christian version of trap, those beats are still going to be very similar, and it will just take you right back to that same mindset. You don't really care about the verbiage.
Right. Now, I'll tell you another person.
I just don't understand how that could potentially be successful, but that's just how I view it. And I'm curious how other people view it.
Yeah, it's going to take time to catch up.
Hold on, let me say something. Mary, let me say something. You know, that's been the problem with hip-hop as a whole when it comes to rap music. So people always allow themselves to get caught up in the beat but never listen to the lyrics. And that's always been through hip-hop. And so when people talk when you say you're against something, well, do you listen to such and such? Say, yeah. Well, when the last time you listened to actually the lyrics? And I think that's always been a problem through hip-hop. So when I say to this to people that when you favor somebody and you're not actually contributing to what they're saying, you're not really a fan of that individual. So I say that you can take any kind of music, which hip-hop has always done when they were talking about when hip-hop going pop, remember when that was a whole big thing going that, and people taking other people's music and put it into hip-hop. Hip-hop is transcended to that always. So I'm going to say to you is that maybe you should look at it in that sense and saying, well, somebody's taking something of somebody else's and turning it into something more positive. Because I remember when I actually heard California Dreaming, the original version, I thought it was a great song. I thought it was something to be happy about. And to somebody black sung it, I said, oh, my goodness. And I finally listened to the lyrics. It was mind-blowing. So it really was a dark song, but the way they sung it in the original version, it made it sound like very joyous. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
I do. And that's another perspective, so I appreciate that. For me, as for hip-hop, I mean, I guess I've always listened to the words because I grew up on hip-hop, and I love hip-hop. So I have, for the most part, always listened to the words. The trap music, I can't do it. It drives me crazy. But it does drive me crazy because of the words and the message that it's sending to people, that it's okay to, you know, that this is exciting to live your life, you know, in a way that is not good for anybody involved. And I think that trap music kind of destroyed hip-hop, you know, hip-hop. I hate when people say that trap music was derived from hip-hop or anything like that because that is not hip-hop.
Right.
Yeah, so
to see it through other people's eyes
or ears is, you know, is a different perspective because for me personally, I can only see it with the way that I experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you guys know Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys, like he's like would be considered the front man of the Beastie Boys, the most vocal. Mm-hmm. He was on Sway's podcast on Sway's show on Shade 45 on Sirius XM, and he was asking Sway was asking Ad Rock, what do you think of the music today, like the trap music, the drill rap and all that other stuff versus the stuff that you grew up on or what we listened to and even in the 2000s? And he made an interesting point. I didn't agree with him, but it was an interesting point. He says music is always supposed to go against the generation that's behind it. In other words, the way that we listened to rap music when we were growing up, we are growing into what our parents used to say about music when we were growing up. So in other words, their music identifies with their generation, so what they find conducive to them is clearly something that we can't identify with. And I think that's done on purpose. They don't want to do their parents' hip-hop.
Right.
That's the reason as we get older, our ears are very selective into the stuff that we like, those kids are going, this is our own sound. We identify with this, and that's why we're sort of – I don't want to use the word against it because that's just anti.
It's a little rebellion. It's a little rebellion in there. So it kind of reminds you of the progressive ads, Mary. The progressive ads, you know, turning to your parents. You know, so we're turning to our parents, you know, as far as the listeners, you know, for that particular genre of music and music as a whole. But if you check out this artist called Bizzle, check him out, Bizzle, and then there's a group called the Gospel Gangsters. I think you'll like them.
Actually, I think I've heard of the Gospel Gangsters, but I'll check them out, and I'll check Bizzle out too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Could I jump in here real quick? Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Ali got some dope-ass gospel rap, though.
Oh, I guess that's what
I'm talking about. Go ahead, sir.
So I just want to say, Six Eyes, man, what a breath of fresh air to hear your voice on the radio. Why in the hell does retarded Rev think he has the fucking key to Jake King's fucking talk, you know, radio show? Man, Six Eyes, you add so much more value. You know how radio goes, how it works. You got the voice. I really wish you'd do more of it. And don't worry about Ali, man. He's been a retard. That's why he wears a yellow helmet, man. So just ignore that. And let me say hello to my newfound
friend,
that. my Nubian queen, Mary. Hey, Mary. This is Keone.
Hey, Keone,
really
hey, can you?
With Reese. Hold on. I'm really good friends with Reese. I just want to welcome you. You're a funny gal. You're a smart gal. So welcome aboard. And where's that retarded Rev? And where's that little...
Thank you, Keone.
That little pussy Potter. I mean, the guy who's a draft dodger, he did not know that we weren't in a war, and he fucking ran off the Canada, that idiot.
What? You called him a
draft dodger? Draft dodger. Tell him it's okay to come on back to the U.S. of A.
Canada.
Fucking
wow.
So, yeah, so Six Eyes, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I know you can't see. That's what prohibits you from, you know, doing more. But, man, mm-hmm. just do what you can do. You use your one of your senses is talk, your voice. Use that goddamn tool and beat the shit out of Ali because Ali makes absolutely no sense. Look, he laughs here more than he laughs at his other show, which is called No Kick Stand. That's the name of that show.
Wow. Wow.
But it's really called, the new name is No Yusuf Kente, because Yusuf Kente jumped off that fucking ship.
Wait, why
the show is called?
Left that thing on the boat without a paddle.
Okay.
That's how,
wow.
That's for real. You ever have you ever tuned in to... retarded Rev show on Saturdays. It's just
no,
great.
I haven't checked
DJ.
It out yet.
I have.
True.
I haven't checked it out
go
yet.
Back and, just go back and play the replays, man. And it's nothing. It's blank air. And he's like, yo, what up, folks? He's talking to one person himself. Nobody's listening to his shit. Oh, okay. Brother AK does tune in from time to time to try to get it to life. You know.
Wow.
Mary, so the reason why the show is called No Kickstand, the term kickstand is somebody who holds something up like a bike. And so they use this term, and they, you know, they were talking about me when I said, you know, because I support America.
No,
and, you know, he's called me a kickstand nigga because I'm holding up America and America's ideals. Yusef and Ali used to be on the show together. But then he put Yusef on mute during a time where Yusef was ranting. So Yusef hasn't been back ever since. So that's why Keone said
instead
the show used to be called No Kickstands. Now it's called No Yusef Kente.
instead of the America Bandstand, it should be the America Kickstand.
Yeah, exactly. But
no,
said,
Mary, don't step on the joke, Mary.
No,
Mary,
no Yusef
Mary,
Kente.
No, Mary, don't step on the joke. It used to be No Kickstand. Now it's No Yusef Kente.
No, but Mary, the reason why it's called No Kickstand from the beginning, because usually the whole topic be about America and the politics that's going on in America, And the only reason why America still exists is because of kickstand niggas that's holding it up. You know, the black people that still fighting with America. The kickstand niggas that's holding up America is the only reason why America is being held up.
My brother,
so
you
show,
said. My brother,
so
you
show,
said.
So the show, I'm explaining. So the show.
No, it's already been explained.
Okay.
It's already been explained. Reese Hopkins did a good job explaining the terminology.
But Mary, you
were too busy ordering
your little order.
Mary didn't
know why it was called no kickstand, though.
No, Reese explained it to
her. Okay, man. No, Reese explained that it used to be called no kickstand, and you flipped it and said no use of. Mary wanted to know why was it called kickstand. What does a kickstand have to do with anything? So you explain.
You explained it. She gets it.
Okay.
She's a
no, 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 but
lady.
I get it from everybody.
My Nubian queen.
Okay,
she's a Nubian.
She didn't what? You didn't what, Mary?
No, no. I said I get it from everybody's standpoint. So I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
No need to argue, gentlemen.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
It's all good.
So, Mary, I must say, when I first heard your voice yesterday for the very first time, I thought you were a black woman. Had J. King not prefaced that you're Mary, I would have thought you were a black woman talking on this radio show. So we're going to call you the Nubian Queen of Kings in the Morning.
Everybody says that. I've been stopped at nail salons, and people were like, oh, my God, I didn't see you, but I thought you were black.
The funny thing is,
I was talking to your ex. He sounds so white when I first met him.
Can I?
But she sounds like Tina Marie, though. Her voice sounds like Tina Marie.
Well, no.
Sound like
I didn't go that
Tina Marie, it does. Her speaking voice, if you ever listen to Tina Marie talk, it's some similarities.
You know what?
Okay.
I've been told I have a Tina Marie nose, and I'll take it.
Well, that's good. That's good. Do you have a Tina Marie voice?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
As far as
now,
I know.
Have you convinced yourself of that, or others convinced you?
I was
going to
ask you to sing Casanova Brown, goddammit.
Hey,
well,
hey,
all right,
Mary,
now.
Keone and myself. Keone and myself, you know, when people at home have complaints, get called over the phone, like with credit cards or smut or whatever, and they got a complaint, you know, and the black guy don't do the complaining on the phone because of their voice. They sound deep, so they hand the phone to the wife so the people don't get offended with the black voice. Keone thought that you probably hand them tell Reese to handle the call because he sounds white.
Actually,
sound too black.
You say that. It's funny that you say that because I have had Reese handle things for me because of the way that he speaks before.
We knew it. We just knew it.
And they just write it off. They're like, okay, Mr. Hopkins. Joe, you were right. I said, nah. Is my brother Reese still here?
Oh, he's here. You can best believe it.
Hey, so where's Ollie walking the dogs? What a fucking job. Picking up dog shit all day long. God damn. That nigga got more plastic bags hanging out of his pocket. God damn. Talking shit about Black Bull. Hey, he can walk around Black Bull.
So as far as Black Bull goes, as far as purchasing, you have a website, correct?
No, I do not. No, it's going to get there 6 hours, and you wouldn't be able to see it, God damn it. So what do you worry about a website for?
As long as I can spend my money, that's all that matters, and you don't need to see radio.
Well, Keone, they already explained to 6 hours that you don't have one, but 6 hours don't have common sense. Even though you're supposed to get more sense.
No.
But I have money, though.
You should get more sense.
So therefore, I'm trying to
get
business. So I don't need to see to support your business. My technology helps me. All I need to know is where can I purchase your merchandise. That's it.
I'll let you know, man. When it hits, in fact, I'll probably just get your shirt size and send you something and get your information. Just because you're cool, dude, I actually like your voice. Yes, Mark.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Pleasure to meet you.
Are you starting an e-commerce business?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I actually own Black Bull Clothing Company. Actual website I'm going through Shopify, but it's just sitting in the sandbox, as they call it. You know, so it's up. You know, it's still the development side. And that's really not my expertise, building out a website, because I just got so many other things that I'm doing. But I am a true graphic designer, so I actually design images.
Do you have somebody that's building your website? Are you gonna have somebody do that for you, or are you gonna do it yourself on Shopify?
Well, I'm kind of playing around with the idea. You know, my office is in a co-op building, and some of the people here, they're web developers, they're web designers. So I have people right here, like right next to me in my office, you know, next to my office. But the price points are pretty high, so you know, I got to kind of figure something out that makes sense, right?
Do you mind me asking you what the price point?
No, not at all.
That they're giving you.
Yeah, they're talking $2,500 just to sit down at the table with them.
$2,500 just to sit at the table?
Yep, just to sit down. But these guys are really good, you know. But I'm going through Shopify, and Shopify is a whole different language. It's called Liquid, right? So the way they do things is called Liquid. I think they're still using. I think they're going through. What is the? I don't know why I can't think of the name right now. It escapes me. But you know, just your standard way of building out websites. You know, and I really
it's
want
really
to go
a,
through,
it's really like a
really
plug and play
to,
because I'm in the process. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm in the process of doing the same thing, with Shopify as well. And it's a plug and play. But we do have a budget, and I did hire a web designer. People that have graphic design experience and marketing experience and all of that. I thought about doing it myself, but I'm just not well versed enough to make it as successful as we would want it to be. So, and I know that I was quoted about to build the site from bottom to top, you know, from nothing to being. Mm-hmm. Proof of concept is going to be about $11,000.
Oh no, you spend way too much money. But again, Shopify. The reason why I like Shopify is because of the back end support, right? You got all those tools and all these other. And it is a drag and drop to a certain degree. But if you want to, spruce it up a little bit, you know, you have to know a little bit of code writing, and I that's not my expertise. You know, I'm a graphic designer. I do illustrations. I can take an image and redraw it, and then you can scale it from, you know, the size of your chest logo all the way up to, you know, a wall size, and you don't lose any distortion if you know anything about graphics, right?
Right.
So that's my expertise. That's what I do. So I'm actually working with your ex. I'm going to redo his logo. You know, I'm going to make it so he can put it to market, and you know, and put it on quality stuff. So everything I do is nothing but quality, quality wear. I don't even fuck around with that cheap cotton stuff. You know, 100% cotton stuff. I don't even touch it. So
maybe on the back end we could get together and bounce off some ideas off and collaborate.
Sounds great. Sounds great. You can take down my number right now. You can take it down right now.
Okay,
I don't have a problem with giving you my number.
Okay, what is it?
He's actually one that upgraded Reese's show, right? so I'll let you get the number.
Now go ahead, Joe. You can get Reese mad at you. It's error code 916.
Uh-huh.
267.
Uh-huh.
3430. Did you get that, Six Eyes?
Okay, so you said 916-267-3430, right?
Yep, 3430, yeah. Six
okay,
Eyes, 916-267.
Call 916-267.
3430.
30. Okay, got you.
Yeah. Notice how slow I did that, Six Eyes? I noticed that when you give out your information, you're like, 915 Six Eyes. What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Hold on.
I still ain't got your number. I'm on the four, the other part, the first part. The first.
916-247-3430.
Yeah, Yusuf got my number. Me and Yusuf are homeboys. We grew up together. So me, him, and Jay King, we all grew up together. So I was talking to Six Eyes because Six Eyes will give you his number, and he will say it so fast you won't even.
I'm going to slow it down for you, Peony.
Oh, you're going to slow it down for where? Why you ain't going to slow it down for me, Six Eyes?
Absolutely. So the number to the Six Eyes Radio Network is 424-243-9617.
See, Six Eyes, this is where you be fucking up. This is where you don't have common sense. You're supposed to say, do you have a pen and a paper first? God
Well,
damn.
He's in his office, I'm sure he has a paper and pen versus you having a goddamn bong in your fucking hand and a lighter. I'm sure he has a pen in his office.
Six Eyes, let me confirm it. It's 424-243-9618. But that's your radio. I want your cell number.
17.
Oh, one, seven,
and I give Yusuf this number once a week. I'm giving him this number.
I know. I hear you. Yusuf has, like you said, he has the weed in one hand, the lighter in the other. Come on, man. That's my boy.
No, he said the bong.
I know. It's 9617. But that's your radio show. Is that your cell number?
Now let me give you this number, and I want you to call this because see, working with this Siri. You got to kind of be quick. So you're gonna dial 216-245-9657 and leave your contact there. So just dial that, and I will be in touch.
216-245-9657.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I understand. You have it. Yeah. So yours is more audible stuff. Okay. I got you, brother. I got you.
Keone, did you get my text?
Let me see. I heard something come across my line. I got you, Mary. I got your number.
Okay, perfect.
I won't say it out loud because I don't want these niggas harassing you. I especially don't want that old man Levi calling me.
He going to call you baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. I was tuning in, and I heard you give out that number, so I just thought I'd call you.
And
I gave that number out to Keone. They got to give it out to you.
When he call you baby Mary, watch out.
Hey, where's my boy Reese? Reese Hopkins, where you at, boy?
He's listening. But trust me, Keone, he's listening.
He's listening. Yeah.
Reese did not hang up with Mary on this song.
Okay.
No.
Oh, y'all need to stop.
I told Mary. Mary, I told you he loves you. Reese loves you, girl. You just better figure. You know what they say? The same thing it took to get your baby, it's going to take the same thing, some shit like that, to keep him hooked.
You're too fucking hot to even know that.
I like when Six Eyes come back at me. I like when he comes back at me.
Six Eyes, man.
He comes back.
Yes,
seriously,
sir.
Six Eyes, man. You need to be more robust on the show. You don't let that retarded Rev stomp all over you, kick his ass. And you know when you turn into what's the character you do? I can't remember his name. Who passed away recently?
Lynn Tolliver.
When you do Lynn Tolliver, nigga, Jay King got your back. So do anytime he starts getting out of line, talking Lynn Tolliver's voice, and Jay King got you, man. He ain't gonna let that retarded Rev do anything. Anything wrong
right.
When it comes to Lynn Tolliver. So just
Lynn
just
Tolliver
switch,
passed away?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, he passed away March 13th.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear Lynn Tolliver.
I'm sorry.
Tonight.
January 13th. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Six Eyes. Give us a little taste of Lynn Tolliver.
Hey, this is Lynn Tolliver. We have Mary, we have Peony, Six Eyes, Reverend Ali, we have Yusef Kente, Babylon Falling on the JKN, 515-605-9376.
Wow.
And that's what Lynn
that's
would say,
good.
Too. He would say, Yusef Kente, Babylon Falling.
See, you got it, man. So I today Jay didn't read it, but I said, you know, I was getting on Retry the Rev, and I said, Jay King, I think you found your goose. You got your Ed McMahon. You need more of Six Eyes, man. Let him be your fucking sidekick.
Appreciate that, man.
So don't let Reverend Ali try to, man, he's been there for, guy has his own show. If you go and listen to it, it's a desert, man. No one goes there but him. You should catch him jump ship on his ass in the middle of the ocean and swim back.
Wow.
In the middle of the day, you should catch him jumped off the ship and shark infested water. You should say, I'm gone, nigga. I'm out of here. And swim back to San Francisco.
Wow.
For those of you guys know, California Bay waters is full of sharks.
I laced myself with weed oil.